Gonna be here all fucking night. LTBU episode 12. What is going on? Angels on a fucking roll right now. Winners of four of the last six. Coming hot out of the break. We were down in the dumps. We're back. We're not in the dumps. We're gonna get into it. We're gonna be Angels. We're gonna be talking buyers. We're gonna be talking Shohei Ohtani. We're gonna be talking Sweepy. And then we're going to be talking some extra shit. We don't know what else is going on.
And then we're going to be talking lawsuit right here. Okay.
Lawsuit for what?
You know for what.
That's your own fucking fault for locking the door. Carl locked my dog out and now he got bit. That's his fucking problem. I'm your host.
Hey, buddy, you're going
Max
to
Air Jordan 1 on Twitter.
Going to jail.
As heard on one of the biggest podcasts in baseball media, Total Baseball Angels Failure. And to my left.
At you're going to jail 17.
And to my left, Carlo.
Fuck you.
The number one trade Ohtani, trade Trout, even if we're in the thick of things. Michael Stefanik, super fan.
Walk off.
Carlo Cervantes 15. Let's get into it, buddy. First topic on the agenda. I tore my ACL.
We were fucking rolling, dude. God damn
it. I tore my ACL.
Yeah, you know what? And you probably will still be back before Anthony Rendon.
And hey.
Oops.
Wait a fucking minute, dude. You don't think, serious, no, we were joking, now serious. You don't think if he did one
that was not joking
interview piece that people would just totally come back on him?
Bro, I've been saying this for like eight
if
episodes,
he did like
bro.
A 60 minutes and he's like, hey, guys, I get hurt a lot. Sorry. It's not my intention. To get, like, you know, if he just sat down in front of the camera and talked about it and didn't joke around
bro,
with Sam
capable.
Blum every 2 seconds.
Yeah, he's not capable of giving a fucking straight answer.
I mean, bro, that was insane. The can't give a straight answer, that was fucking crazy. I don't think we're ever going to get a straight answer. But
when asked how he was feeling today, Anthony Rendon said, quote, I'm not here, and left the clubhouse.
Very relatable in my eyes. I'm not here.
Phil Nevin said today that he understands the perception that Anthony Rendon doesn't care. I promise you he does. His attitude has not changed since spring training. Yeah, because he's still getting paid the same amount.
You're not. Why are you slandering him, bro?
I'm so sick of this. Give a fucking straight answer. Be a man. Own up to your shit. Yeah, my body's made of fucking peanut brittle. Like, and then maybe we'll fucking come back on your side,
but
bro.
Would that even, like, what, you think fans want to hear that? Hey, like, guy. Hey, I'm Anthony Rendon. My
dude,
body.
If he came out, he said.
My body's
look,
made
he
of.
He looked at the camera and he goes. Hey, guys, I work really hard in the offseason. I do everything I can to keep my body in shape. I know I'm getting a little bit older, and I get $35 bajillion a year. I would love to be out there 162 games. Unfortunately, I'm going to be there 162 games over my entire contract.
Yeah, but
if
nobody,
he said that,
nobody
I'd be like,
wants
I'll
to
be
fucking
like,
hear
man.
That. Nobody wants to hear that.
Bro, but if he took a little bit of accountability.
I actually kind
of
like, I kind of actually dog. Like, how's my wrist? I have two. I like that because he's not lying.
All right, dude.
But yeah, dude, I don't want the chalk answer.
Bro, what...
Why don't we, okay, we took it from Nev. Nevin said that, okay, Rendon's confused, right? He's like, he's confused that he doesn't know what's going on every time he gets, you know. And I think if he comes back, like, again, I've said it, nobody comes back more than him.
Bro, that's like if you were at work and you go up to the fucking boss and you're like, hey, my paycheck's a little light this week. And he says, the paper always the same.
The paper is always the same.
Okay, you'll be fucking pissed, though.
I mean, I would. And Einstein in the back trying to get on the pod. You're not coming on the pod, dude.
You're not the third guy, pal.
Jesus Christ. Speaking of that, dude, we went to the game Tuesday against the Yankees.
The Junkies.
Dude, what a fucking pathetic squad that is.
It's honestly impressive that
holy
their
shit.
Record is what it is, given like what we saw.
I was looking at it. Aaron Judge still leads the team in RBIs. He hasn't played in fucking 7 years.
Wait, okay, before Einstein went fucking sicko mode, we were getting into good Astros talk. We should revisit that
okay.
a little bit.
So... Let's pick up where we left off, because every time we do this pod, I don't know where the fuck... I don't know what we talked about the week before. You could have told me we talked about fucking Barbie and Oppenheimer.
We did.
And then now, I have no idea what we're talking about. Which is why we do need a third guy.
Last episode, we ended talking about the conclusion of the home run derby. So the following day would have been the All-Star game where...
Where's
Stevez,
our third guy?
Stevez looked like a fucking...
Oh, in Seattle?
Dog in
that
Seattle.
Was good. Good for him. Happy for him. That's tight.
Shohei took a walk like a champion.
Yeah, I am a little Shohei'd out.
I know, but then he does things like he did
bro,
against the Astros.
Yes. We'll get into that. I am a little Shohei'd out, but I'm glad he got to do his, like, it's more like jealousy. Like, I want to be the main guy in Seattle. Like, let me be that. And then you fucking chill, because then I don't know if he's going to stay or leave now. I really have no idea. So the Angels go into the break limping, insanely limping. Like, they're the last fucking surviving person on Freddy versus Jason. They got a machete to the knee. They're fucking Freddy Krueger stabbed in the face. They can't go to sleep or else. Like, they were down bad. They were insanely hurt, limping. Nothing was going right. Everything Nevin did was getting fucking criticized. And
he was under the microscope for sure.
Bro,
for sure.
Bro could order Diet Pepsi and they would have been like, oh, you got to get a fucking Mountain Dew, dumbass.
They would have said, you know, it's the fucking same sugar content, just different chemicals.
Insane. And then when the team's bad, everybody's fucking baseball analytics, this, that, and I would have done this and that, whatever, right? Fine.
I do have one problem with his managing, but we'll get to that.
I don't. So they come out of the break, right? They play the Astros, a team that, like, we
desperately need to beat.
Like, have to beat eventually, against. And, like, sometimes we beat them, and sometimes we look good against them, and sometimes we don't. We do the fucking Friday game, which is like, I don't even know the final score.
7-5.
7-5. Pathetic, right? And it was like...
It was close throughout, though.
We took a lead, and then it ended up getting nasty and whatever. Yeah. We blew the lead, whatever. So coming into Friday, we're like, fuck, like, we're doing this shit again? Like, this is what we're doing again? We're doing this fucking... We're just going to keep getting stabbed by Jason, machete to the knee, yeah, like, every fucking day. We're just going to keep doing asleep. This. We'll keep falling asleep like Chrissy Freddy Krueger every fucking night in the form of fucking Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Like, and then that kind of rolls over into Saturday. And then Saturday is like,
that rolled over worse into Saturday.
It rolled over. So, bro, I fell asleep Saturday.
Dude, Saturday was like, Freddy Krueger, over.
Nightmare on Catella Street.
Yep.
And fucking, what was it, like 9-3?
9-3 at one point.
Yeah, insane. That was the dumbest game of all time. And the Angels somehow come back to win, right? Insane. I think it was like a Moustakas home run. Okay. And like, how about this?
The Angels go down 9-3 and come back to tie it 9-9 and then go down 12-9.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Bro, how many times
never fucking easy. It's never fucking easy with this team, bro. But I mean, if you like really like baseball, and here's one of the things that I love about the Angels. Like, I love this team no matter what. Like, I grew up fucking 10 miles from the stadium. Like, that's my dogs, right? They're my dogs. But truly, like speaking, if you're a fan of just baseball and you like weird games, any given night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Given night on the Angels, you can have one of the weirdest. Like, I'll watch 1,000 Tigers Rays games. Like, nothing's going to happen. Nothing crazy is going to happen. Watch Angels Diamondbacks, cat on the field.
That game was 9-3.
Brothers going up against each other.
And then it was, of course, Neto home run. Escobar single,
sport plug,
9-6, and then Moustakas 3-run doinky, 9-9.
I'm on the bad side of that too, because when it was 9-3, I was doom and gloom, like, oh, here we go, because we lost Friday, we're down 9-3 Saturday late.
How can you not be doom and gloom at that point?
I mean, I'm just saying, bro, I don't want to get called out by Angels Twitter saying, oh, you flip flop too much. I know, dude.
I mean, yeah, but what do you want us to fucking do?
Anyway, so they come back to win that game. What is it, like 11-17 or some shit?
13-12.
Insane. That was a walk-off, which was almost a fucking... Oh, that was the Gwen Stefani night.
No. That was...
Yeah, that was.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No. That was...
That was Monday.
That was the Ward wild pitch night. I mean, Ward error on the double play night.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I got killed for that. I got fucking killed for that. And Einstein, shout out you coming again on the pod. Thanks.
What? Got killed for what?
Dude, so at the end of the game, right, Ward grounds into a double play. It should have been a double play.
The most cookie-cutter double play ever.
It should have been a double play. Shohei, like, and I don't like, when my tweets blow up, I know you hate to see that, but when my tweets blow up and it's like, oh, Max or Jordan doing numbies again, but it has Ohtani in it, I don't really count it.
Well, I mean,
because that's unfair.
They all do.
And no,
the ones that blow up have Ohtani and a video. Like, that's like,
no,
yeah, that's like,
no,
hey,
no,
that's like, oh, hey,
yeah, okay,
oh, you can take this girl on a date, but also here's my Lamborghini, and then also here's $2,000.
Yeah, I'm drilling every time.
Okay, so, but it's like it's like unfair advantage.
Okay, sure, okay, and I said I don't count it when it's Ohtani. It doesn't feel good. So, Ohtani did a slide. He slid into fucking second.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Chill out, bro. Hey. Fuck.
So he does the slide, which also kind of flew under the radar. Trey Cabbage was the pinch hitter the inning before, and he flew out to end the inning, which put him on second base.
Yeah.
So, and he's a really good base runner, and, like, he's objectively fast. So that also was, like...
So I guess what I was saying is I tweeted out a video of Ohtani, like, sliding... Which was, like, the perfect fucking slide to, like, execute. So, I was thinking about this, like, when what makes a good baseball player? Like, what makes what makes you good? When, how can you impact the game? How can you fucking, like, you know, how can you do things? And it's like, you either got to be pitching, either got to be fielding or hitting, right? And, like, base running is just fucking insanely underrated. You only notice it when people, like, really fuck up. Ohtani, like, when he's standing at first and Cabbage is at second, there's only, like, three ways he can impact the game. Ohtani speaking. He can dance around and try to get a pickoff and a bad throw. He can fucking, I don't know, like, he can distract the pit. I don't know what he, he basically has two things.
But he couldn't do shit because Cabbage was on second in front
exactly.
of him.
Exactly. So that's why I was saying, like, he could just dance around, maybe try to get picked off. I don't know. So when you get a ground ball, and this is kind of why I thought about it. I was like, this is why I don't like playing baseball. Because it's like, if you're Ohtani, you're thinking, like, in that situation, you're like, okay, if ball's on the ground, I'm doing this. If ball's in the air, I'm doing this. If ball's line drive, I'm doing this. And I hate, like, I just don't want to be in my own head playing a sport that long. Like, you just have to think of every single scenario before you even, like, do anything. And then it could happen that, like, none of those happen. It's like, oh, he just struck out. I don't even have to do anything.
Or you had to improvise on some other shit you didn't expect.
So I tweeted the video of Ohtani. The ground ball got hit to fucking whatever, Corey Yolks or whatever the fuck. I don't know who the fuck was playing short. And I think it was Chaz.
It was Kessinger.
Kessinger.
Okay. Because they had pulled Pena from the game.
Nice. Oh, because he got hit.
Yeah.
And another elite, like, another thing about baseball that I love, that, like, something can happen 3 hours ago that affects the game later on down the road. So Ohtani, they get a ground ball. Ohtani, perfect fucking slide. Like, he doesn't slide into Kessinger. He slides in Kessinger's, like, landing zone. So, like, if Kessinger's going to throw the ball, like, where he's going to land is going to be where Ohtani is. I mean, Kessinger probably, like, if you're him, you're probably like, fuck it, I'm just going to land on Ohtani. Like, big deal. But he was, you know, instinct. You kind of just see something there. You move. And that kind of had him, that forced him to make a fucked up throw, or, like, to be more concerned with his landing spot than his throw. And I saw it, and even when I saw the Ohtani slide, even when I saw Ohtani slide, I was like, ah, it's still a double play, like, whatever. But then I saw, like, Abreu not scoop it, and then I was like, wait a minute, what does this mean? And my brain's trying to do the count. I'm like, all right, well, he's safe there. Ohtani's out at second. Like, Cabbage could score. I was like, Cabbage scored.
Cabbage is fast.
And then next thing you know, he's diving in, walk off. And I tweet that video out, and people are like, we're really celebrating a double play. No, we're celebrating Ohtani being able to impact the game, like, one of the only two ways he's able to impact the game. Like, I just can't, I, you know, there's only so many ways. He couldn't do it at the plate. He got walked. You know, he couldn't fucking do it on the field. He's not pitching. He's not, what can he do? Hey, let me fuck up this throw. That's his job at that very moment.
Bro, I'm telling you, though.
And that's insane.
I told you this earlier.
He's a 10 tool.
People want to be right more than they want us to be good. People want to be right about us sucking and us being failures and us wasting Ohtani more than they want our team to be good. Because they want to fucking post a tweet from 2021 that says, we're never going to make the playoffs under this regime, and Shohei's going to walk. And they're going to go, see, I knew ball 3 years ago. Yeah. They would rather have that happen than us be good and be in contention the whole way through.
That's, like, why I hate the people that are like, I want to see Trout and Ohtani in the playoffs. Like, no, you don't.
No, you fucking don't.
You would be fucking insufferable.
You want, like, your fucking narrative to continue.
We would honestly, like, if Trout and Ohtani played to their potential every fucking game and they were never injured, and even Rendon played to his potential, his 2023 potential, and we just, like, sweep the Yankees and, like, fucking just ruin baseball for everyone. Like, how fucking funny was it, this leading into the Yankee series now? Swept their ass. Beware of the sliding doors, cuz.
The team.
The fuck out of here. Spider cuz.
The team
that's going to
trade for Shohei.
And that, dude, the whole week leading up to the fucking Yankee series is like, well, the Yankees are in. They're in on Ohtani. They're fucking, they want to spend. They want to do this. They want to do that. And
we're going to take a swing.
We're just kind of like, are they, though? Like, and think of a bigger, like, can you think of a bigger choke job? A bigger fucking, like, you're playing against the team, the Yankees, right? They're playing against the Angels. And you can send the, you could send the Angels further down the rankings, which that would lead them into trading Ohtani to potentially you. So you're kind of playing these games to, like, try to get Ohtani on your team. And you just come out and look like, my God, the worst baseball team I think I've ever seen in my life.
The Angels beat them in, like, all three phases. I guess, I mean, there's more than three, but, like, hitting, pitching, and fielding.
Coaching.
Defense.
Managing.
Like, they beat them in every blown kisses to fans. Like, that's the only thing the Yankees won in.
Right? I mean, that was just so embarrassing. Dude, I felt so bad for, like, what's his name? George Steinbrenner? Or Hal? One of the two? The Hal, one that's dead?
I think Hal's dead.
He's rolling in his grave.
Hal, seeing George is dead.
Seeing fucking Kiner Falefa fucking smiling, or Volpe smiling, they're down 4-0. Like, and then the guy beating up the fan, and not the person, like the actual
fan.
Oscillating fan. Like
Tommy Conley?
Dude, insane. And we had a fun time. Like, we didn't really get into it. They're like a last place team. I didn't even want to celebrate that sweep, but I mean, we have to. That we don't make the schedule. They just put them on there and, you know.
Yeah, but they're a last place team, but they're directly in front of us in wild card
contention. Yeah, true.
So it's like that series was double important because it's like, okay, you're going to play a last place team and you really have to get something done. But it's also like,
yeah, that's more just take care of your business.
Yo, you're gonna move up in the fucking in the hunt, too.
And that's what they did. And I think winning the Silseth game was like huge because I think a lot of people were like, all right, if we lose tonight, like, whatever, like, you know, we won the first two, like, we'll lose the third, whatever. I don't hate that. Like, winning the Silseth game, incredible, right? And now I have to start questioning, like, is he good or is the Yankees just hot dog shit?
His name's escaping me, but. The AAA guys fixed him and Reed.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what his name is.
Salt Lake Bees pitching coach. Someone's fucking screaming at their,
no
at their
one,
phone
no
right
one
now.
No one fucking knows this guy's
oh,
name.
Oh, they do.
Nobody knows this guy's name.
Darren Ebert?
All right.
Shout out Darren Ebert.
Sorry, yeah, I don't know how he doesn't have a job in the fucking majors yet. Or maybe he just likes Utah. I don't know. Taxes? Does he have taxes? He just has two wives. He doesn't want to come over. She's like, fuck y'all, dude.
Dude, you can't say that.
Why?
Because you're going to get canceled.
That's what they do over there.
Pitching coach Darren Ebert.
Yeah, so the Angels, four and two out of the break. Yep. Not that great. Like, not insane, but, like, the vibes couldn't be higher. And I think this puts the Angels in a classic, like, this is a classic Angel spot. Is to come out against a team that's in front of you in the wild card standings, and it's like you don't ever want to write in W's with the Angels. Like, that's the fastest way to go broke, is to be like, okay, dub here. But we got the Pirates and the Tigers. Like, I don't think there's any two other clubs that you would not write in dubs faster.
Well, I mean, we also have been talking about how much of a murderer's row month this is for us. So to start off 4-2 with – 6 favorable games coming up.
And should be fucking 5-1.
Bro, and I hate to say it, it could be 6-0. Like,
I don't know. I'm not convinced on Friday. I'm not convinced about Friday. Bro, Friday's the blister game. Like, I'm not convinced about that.
Blistergate threw a wrench in things, but we were still up.
Tonight, Friday is a big letdown spot for the Angels. It's a big, like, you know, calm your fucking tits, Angels fans, like, if they lose that one. They cannot lose to the Pirates. Like, tomorrow's the must win
Shohei day
of the year. And I like that he's on. You know, I do think, like, to go 6-0 would be incredible, right? 4-2 again, I'm kind of down.
It doesn't help that fucking Texas, like, I know it's not wild cards for the division, but Texas is also on a 6-game winning streak. So I was like, bro,
yeah.
When we start getting
I know the fucking perfect thing to give my dog to shut up right now.
Bro, he's on sicko mode.
I know.
I think you just have to look at it from a standpoint of, like, I know I think we say this every time, but if you go 4-2 every 6-game stretch, like, you're going to put yourself in a good spot no matter what. So it comes to the point where, as a team that has been prone to blow-ups and, like, sometimes the bats just fucking fall asleep. Oh, great, dude. This guy's going to ruin a glove right now. I wish I could turn the camera. And, I mean, we are kind of in a letdown spot. Let's see. We're probably minus 150 or something. Tomorrow? Yeah. No, because Oviedo's good.
It's Otani.
I know, but.
Respect Otani?
There's no odds out yet. Yeah, I mean, fuck, dude. Pirates did start off hot, too, and they just fell off a cliff.
For sure. Like the fucking Rays.
Away record 19-28. Yeah,
like if
the
Angels did what the Rays did, they fucking Buster Olney is gonna be like, hey, Guantanamo Bay Angels, send them to the Bay.
Dude, and it's so
Oakland? Weird. Oakland? Oakland? Oh, Guantanamo Bay. Dude, What game was it? Sunday night baseball, where it was just the Trade Ohtani telethon.
Yeah, bro.
And then Buster Olney comes up to Nevin mid game. Like, when the fuck? Like, whoa, you're not fucking Aaron Andrews. Get the fuck off the field,
bro. I think of someone like, imagine Chris Collinsworth just goes to the fucking Andy Reid and he's like,
"Hey,
so
bud,
I've been talking about trading Mahomes. Like, what are you thinking, man? Like,
yeah, dude,
that would be just like
you go up to Vrabel. He would say, hey, get the fuck out of my face, Derrick Henry, dude, Nevin, yeah, bro. I don't know if anyone like
credit to Nevin for not losing his shit.
Dude, you gotta go a little sass. Like, I would have told Nev, like, Nev, give me some sass, bro.
That's the only time I would have wanted Anthony Rendon to be there. Like,
you think fucking Buster Olney was gonna interview Anthony Rendon? No, he doesn't, like,
I want Rendon. Balls. I wish Rendon would have heard that, and he just like gets Phil. He's like, I got this.
I would have even liked if someone was like throwing seeds from the dugout. Like, that's a stupid ass question. Like,
and then Buster Olney doesn't help that he's just has that little smirk, like. I don't think he's a bad guy, but was he a dumb fuck in that situation? Yes.
He's just the biggest nerd. And that's a lot of the problem with fucking baseball media. He's just the biggest fucking nerds. Like, when the fuck did the nerds get cool? Like, let's not do that. Let's not give them the fucking leeway of, like, dude, no. Like, you say dumb shit, you have to get, like, not called out necessarily. Like, I don't want you hung like the fucking Salem witch trials, but you say dumb shit, not... And I get it. If you say something dumb and you're doing it for, like, engagement, or not even dumb, like, edgy, or, like, I think Jared tweeted, like...
That's what society is now, dude.
But I need you to be self-aware.
Yeah.
I need you to know that you're saying something dumb.
Self-aware doesn't get clicks, though. Like, that's the only problem. Though.
Like, okay, look, Jared tweeted, when are we going to start giving Aaron Judge the Mike Trout treatment for, like, a guy who picked a dog shit franchise and trapped himself? Like, he's joking.
Kind of.
But the situation's like, but he knows that.
He's also saying that from the scope of a Red Sox fan, too.
Like, he knows he's trolling. So it's like, that's okay, right? But then these guys, when they say, like, the Yankees had to trade for Ohtani, that's the number one destination. And they just, like, what the fuck are you saying now? They just got swept. They're garbage. Like,
I saw a guy.
That's that meme, like, we should be trading for Judge now.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So this guy, I'm not even going to say his fucking name on here, because I think it was, like, a halfway troll job. But... It epitomizes the perspective, or like the what Yankees fans think of themselves as a franchise. So he said, get me Juan Soto, get me Nolan Arenado, get me everyone we can. Nobody's afraid of the New York Yankees anymore, and we need to go back to putting the fear of God in teams like we used to. Like, the fact that that's a real tweet, and like I said, I think it's halfway a troll job, but like, who's between them and like...
Who's it from?
Los Angeles Lakers fans?
Hoodie Mabin or something?
No, it's this other fucking dork. Between them and like,
say that, bro.
I'm not fucking saying that.
Who's a fucking clown?
Nah, fuck him. He already got 2,000 likes on that.
That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, fuck him. But like, between them and Lakers fans, they just think they're getting everybody.
Yes, I like that you left the fan base out. Yes.
What fan base?
Dodgers, Lakers, Yankees.
Oh, Cowboys.
Come on, man. Leave them out of this, brother.
Odell Beckham has been traded to the Cowboys 7 times the last 7 years.
Yeah. No, for sure.
It is. Fuck. I don't know, dude. It's extremely satisfying to do what we did to the Yankees, because number one,
I think it's a good start to the second half.
But like, they also feel super comfortable. Their whole fan base, they feel super comfortable coming to Angel Stadium, and that's maybe credit to us not being psychopaths. But like,
no, they just all live here.
No, I know that, but like, if
I don't think anyone's scared to go to any stadium,
bro. There's
like, I'm not scared to go to. I'll go to the Bronx in Angel jersey. Like, I'll go fuck.
But I'm saying, like, there's definitely a different allure.
Hey, I won't go to the Chicago White Sox one with the Angels jersey. Hell no.
Oh, dude, that place is tight. That feels super nice.
O'Block?
The field's super nice.
O'Block?
Yeah, 6ix9ine already went there.
You've been to O'Block?
Yeah, 6ix9ine already went there.
Yeah, so I don't think the Angels are really in a position to ever feel bad for another club, right? This is kind of where we need to develop killer instinct and just say, fuck it, it's either us or you. I felt bad for the Yankees this weekend.
I felt bad for Pinstripe Betty. That's it.
I felt kind of bad for him, but like, Aaron Boone just fucking like, dude, I saw like people were like replying under the video being like, I already know what he's going to say. And they just nailed it like verbatim, word for word. And I'm starting to like that too after Angels games. Like, I don't really watch the post game, but I've been starting to. And like, I don't know. I kind of like listening to Nev. I kind of miss being in that fucking room, if I'm being honest.
I don't think you can be the type of manager that Boone is. And I'm not saying he's asking for it, but like, you can't be brash and talk shit to the media and be fucking like condescending and then expect sympathy when things are going poorly.
Well, dude, his like number one line is like, well, when you're the manager, you could do that. It's like, bro, I'm never going to be
basically
the
like
I'm never going to be the fucking Yankees manager. Like, what are you talking about?
He's basically future. Like, you do what you want when you're popping.
Yeah, I'm never going to be popping. Ohtani with a fucking fat bat flip. You like that?
That was so sick.
He's starting to say, like, he's just starting to say, fuck it.
Well, I think he's finally. Oh, we're totally glossing over the fact that Neb said he wants to win and he wants to do it here.
Oh, I know.
That was a huge moment.
Yeah, but I don't want to fucking buy into that.
I don't either. For a manager to say that's pretty fucking bold, though.
I was thinking about this, and I was going to say it on Baseball's Dead, number one big baseball podcast ever.
John by Media's
Okay, yeah.
Fuck!
Jared, you heard that? Jared, you heard that? Jared, you heard that?
Fuck!
I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about saying this on there. It was one of those, like, when you're done arguing, and you're like, fuck, I should have said this, this, and this. Why can't Ohtani, okay, you say you want to win, right? That's your number one thing. Cuz sacrifice yourself for like 3 months and then come back.
I know, but I also okay, I have that in my notes. I'm glad you said that.
That's a Max Air Jordan original idea. I know you think like you came up with that shit. I came up with that shit.
You know you think you came up with what?
That idea of trade yourself and then come back and re-sign here in the offseason. That's my idea.
I'm saying whatever, I don't give a fuck.
Okay, thank you.
If he goes Say he goes to the fucking O's,
okay,
that you've been sucking off for 4 weeks straight because of fucking
RDT. I got a futures.
Because of RDT.
50 to win 600.
If they go. 50
to win 600.
Bro, if Ohtani goes there and they go on a run and they get a fucking ring.
Bro, he's not going to want to stay there. He's not going to want to stay in Baltimore, guys.
How would you.
If he gets a ring this year by getting traded, he's never coming right back.
No, he's not, bro. The same way Syndergaard got traded.
Same way he doesn't run his fucking social. He's coming right fucking back.
I literally got a fucking DM.
Syndergaard didn't even
I literally got a DM that said Shohei definitely doesn't run his social.
He didn't win a fucking ring.
No, but I'm saying Syndergaard went and everyone's like, oh, he's even said there's interest in coming back. Yeah, coming back to the fucking Dodgers.
Yeah, but like Marsh and him went to the World Series. No, if they went to the World Series.
If Ohtani leaves if he leaves for anywhere, he's never coming back.
Where's Trey Mancini?
Cubs.
He won a ring and then just went to Chicago?
He won a ring with Houston and then went to Chicago.
That's fucking insane.
Because he was a rental.
Yeah, so I don't hate that idea. It's going to sting, bro. It is going to be
some. But I'm saying, if he leaves, not coming back. No shot.
But, dude, like, hear me out. If you're Perry or if you're Artie, I don't know if your brain could think this long. You got to be like, hey, Shohei, you know how we can improve the team. You've seen the way I've drafted. You've seen the free agents I've got. Yeah. You want to give me a little boosty?
Yeah, sure.
You want to give me a little boosty,
yeah,
Shohei?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we're going to trade you. We're going to get back fucking four prospects, one MLB guy, whatever we're going to get, four guys total, two MLB, two prospects. And then you're just going to come right back. You're going to have a fully loaded roster. You're telling me that's not crossing his mind?
Okay, then you're going to have to pay.
What other club can he have these discussions with?
Well, you're going to have to pay. Okay, you're going to want some MLB ready guys to play. You're going to have to pay all those people.
I mean, dude, like
is that not going to cut into
Yeah, but we're not getting fucking like Yordan Alvarez, bro. We're getting like I'm talking like guys who like will be reasonable.
If we trade Shohei, we're going to want controllable guys for a long period of time.
Not even controllable, like a year and a half.
No, bro. You think they're
I mean, not max, but like if like one guy's a year and a half, one guy's 3 years and two prospects, like yeah. But that like, even asking for 3 years is a lot. You're not going to get a lot for a fucking rental, even if it is Ohtani. But hear me out. If you really want to win that bad.
No, but you are going to.
Bro, this guy's playing offense.
That's what these packages are,
though. He's pitching, he's hitting, and he has a chance to play fucking ultimate GM right now.
Have you seen the packages?
No, I'm not like, buying into them because we're not even going to trade them.
No, I'm saying, have you seen the packages that, like, so someone went through a list of, like, potential packages from different teams, and it started at, like four top 100s and like two big league guys.
Yeah, I don't want top 100, guys. Top 20.
But not a lot of teams. Most teams don't have multiple like top 20s. Like, and if they do, it's like their fucking next big guy coming.
The Reds.
But
the Orioles.
All those packages were so funny because it was like, yeah, not even close. Like not even close to enough.
I mean, that's the thing. If Shohei and his agent can agree to some shit like that and be like, hey, look, we're going to bounce for half the season, but we're coming right back. Don't even change my fucking locker. Right? Like,
it's just a hard thing to promise. Like, I get it.
What the fuck do you mean hard thing to promise,
bro? It's a hard thing to promise as a fucking player.
Like, BRB, cuz. I'll be right back.
I don't.
If you really want to win,
hey bro, trust me, I would fucking love that.
And he wouldn't be a fucking legend to be like, oh, they fleeced the fucking whatever team, and then he just came right back.
I just think there's no guarantee.
Yeah, obviously.
Among like it had to be fucking the honor system, and then he goes.
Yeah, we're
going to
be
the
we're
going to
be Angels. We're going to be the Angels 22. Hey, go hang out with fucking Baltimore Love real quick. Maybe she'll come back.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah,
Jason. And that's kind of what it is. You got to lend out Shohei to another team, get their fucking prospects back, get the bag, get the green Lambo.
Jason Reds.
And then the Jason Reds are going to have, there's going to be like
yeah, and then
25
Shohei
bombs.
Bro, then they're going to hit a fucking, they're going to win a World Series. Shohei's going to go like this.
No, dude.
Yeah,
he is. Okay,
bro.
But if he wins a ring, why wouldn't you think he'd just come back here?
And then Artie's going to gift him a Lamborghini?
That, I mean, dude. If Shohei pulls off that stunt and he says, okay,
course,
I'm going to go here, and then comes back in the winter, Artie should give him
a fucking
Lambo.
He should leave that to whoever runs his social media account to get that done.
Bro, right, I'm not doing that again. Everyone was like, yeah, he runs his show.
No,
obviously. Bro.
One person said he agreed with you.
Okay. So when he posts a selfie in like 4 days, what are you going to do?
Bro, someone else.
What are you
going to
do?
I have on good authority that he works with like, a PR team, like a PR company.
Well, it's the fucking
they run
dumbest
shit.
Company ever.
They
just
run
post
his
fucking highlights.
Yeah.
You're paying for that?
Dude,
you're paying for
you
them to just repost the Angels?
Hey, dude, you think he goes and fucking searches his highlights?
Again. We're not doing this again. He just reposts whatever the Angels post.
I know.
He's paying for that?
You think he does that?
Bro, he's paying for that.
He's fucking paying. He's getting ready. He's like, this is a part of my contract.
Oh, my God, bro.
The Angel said each time you repost your highlights, that's an extra mil added to your
fucking
deal.
Oh, my God. All right. All right. Let's get into standings, I guess. Like, I don't know. You want to do that? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I think standings, they're pretty much the same with the exception of, like, the wild card.
I mean, the Orioles.
Yeah, I guess we can start there. That's pretty big because you like the Orioles. They're in your future, 50 to win 600.
Thank you.
But Baltimore has officially taken over first place in the American League East, despite the Tampa Bay wagon that was. I don't know what the fuck happened. An incredible. And it's not even necessarily a collapse yet. But, I mean, they were in first place. They were like 35-2 at one point. And
that's an insane fumble.
They're on a 5-game losing streak. They're on a 5-game losing streak, and they're kind of, I don't know, it's like their pitching hasn't been what everyone expected it to be. They had like I feel like McClanahan got hurt, and then what's that guy?
Bro, I don't want to hear about injuries on any other team.
I know.
Nobody fucking compares to what we've had.
Like that's what made the fall off, and then Glasnow hasn't exactly been what they thought he was going to be when he came back, but I don't know. I mean, for people like Max that are just incredible dick riders.
I'm a dick writer
the
now?
The Baltimore Orioles being in first is a really
sounds
big
like
deal.
You're mad that I just know ball.
I'm just kidding. So it's Baltimore, Tampa Bay, and then 5.5 back, but also leading the wild, or they have the second spot in the wild card, is the Toronto Blue Jays. We see them in a couple weeks. Then Boston and New York, Yankees round out the division. It's pretty tight, like, considering how good Baltimore and Tampa have been. For the Yankees to only be, like, I mean, I know 9.5.
I mean, they'd
out.
Still be leading the Central. I know a lot of people talk about that. And I am kind of curious to see, like, how things would work if there weren't divisions. If it was just really the top eight or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, because then, yeah, the Yankees would actually have some, like, more.
Bro,
you're not locked into fucking having to win a wild card. You just have to be top eight.
Like, and it would be, like, five teams from the East could potentially get in.
Or even if, like, that's how, like, you know, I guess NFL, you can only have three.
From each.
You can have four, right?
No, you wouldn't have four because the division leaders have to be in. So it's the three division leaders.
It's two wild card or just three?
Well, because NFL, it's the first.
And there's three wild card now. So technically all teams could get in.
No, but the first seed gets the bye, no?
Okay, but I'm saying, like, let's say the Lions win the division. They get number one seed.
Yes, they are. Yes, yes, yes.
Vikings win a wild card spot. Bears win a wild card spot. Packers win a wild card spot. I don't know mathematically if that can happen, but I think that's how it would work. Because I think they would have to play each other. They'd have
the interdivision turmoil would like, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So never mind. Real quick, I want to make a quick announcement. Let me. No, that's a laugh track. Real quick announcement. Do I have a horn? Nope.
Hey, dude, learn your fucking sound bites.
All right, this is going to be the announcement noise. If you're listening to this, it's Friday. It is Friday, July 21st, 3 o'clock today. Today, Last Minute Kings, Spontaneous Boys, Villains Brewery in Anaheim. I've never been there. Carl's never been there.
Yeah, I have.
Some of the guys from Angels Win are going to be there. We're going to go. I'm going to be on crutches.
Let's see.
Carl's going to be standing tall. And we're going to be there. I'm only going to be there for a little bit. And then hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Maybe 2 hours. Maybe all fucking night. I don't know. But if you can make it and you're thinking about going and you got off work earlier, you have the day off, or you're going to the game and you want to just come by and say what's up, have a beer, say hi to Angels Win, say hi to LTBU, pull up. Okay. Other than that,
looking forward to it.
I have a statty.
Okay. Wait, before your stat, the American League Central, worst division in baseball. No question. Minnesota Twins, 50-48, leading the division. Guardians are 2 games behind them. Tigers are 5 games back. Chicago White Sox.
I don't care about the AL Central.
Yeah, fuck them. And then White Sox. The fact that the White Sox are so bad and not out of it is nuts. But Kansas City Royals, also one of the worst teams. They're in last place. And then you got the juggernaut AL West, where it's Texas kind of pulling away a little. I mean, 4.5 games up on Houston, and then we're 9 back. And then Seattle and Oakland behind us. Fuck Seattle. Fuck Kelenic.
I mean, that's just no. we're not root for injuries right now, but I don't know about you.
No, I'm not saying I'm happy he got hurt, but still, fuck him. I mean, bro,
come on, man. A lot of people got hurt this weekend.
They crowned themselves the fucking World Series champs.
A lot of people got hurt this weekend. Let's fucking tone it down. Yeah, right?
Anyone that fucking hurt their foot or ACL is fucking.
Thank you.
Pussy.
Real quick, I got a stat for you.
Okay.
The Los Angeles Angels have a record of 10-6 without Mike Trout this year.
Yep, don't need him.
The Los Angeles Angels have a 27-27 record without Anthony Rendon this season.
Don't need him.
That's crazy.
Don't need him.
The Los Angeles Angels are 14-22 when the boy who lived, Zach Neto, does not play.
Okay. And I like what you're doing here.
What? No, because we...
No, I like what you're doing.
We have to look at this.
I like what you're doing.
All right.
I do.
You're trolling.
I'm not. All right. I want to know, sincerely, how many of those games were...
Yeah, I don't know that. I'm not fucking a stat nerd.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
Because I know it's going to be some bullshit. How many of those games did he play with the Trout and Rendon?
How many of those was before he came up? He was not up for like... When did he come up? Like 2 weeks later?
I can imagine.
It would maybe help you.
No, because I think that's fucking... Why would they count games where he's not even a major leaguer?
Okay, so I was trying to help your argument.
14-22 is what I'm going to go with. I don't care. Okay. If someone else have a different number, that's fine. 14-22 without
fucking
him.
36.
I guess they wouldn't count. Damn, all right. All right, whatever. We still have to acknowledge the fact that this kid is something.
He's a baller.
He is something. And it might not turn out to be like... If he was playing in New York right now, the entire media landscape would be blowing him. And he just has something about him where he has the like... So let's just not even talk about play, right? Because he plays shortstop at a major league level, right? I don't know the metrics. I don't know the numbers. Is he fucking a gold glover? Whatever. He fits fine. I don't have to worry about it when a ball gets hit to that area. His IQ is off the charts. And then same thing when it comes to his work at the plate. Like, I don't have to look at the WRC+. He comes up. In my head, this is going to be dumb baseball math, 50-50. He's getting on or he's not getting on. Like that's all I'm thinking, and that's a lot. Probably Otani's the only other guy that I'm thinking, like, all right, he can generate offense here all alone. Neto's, like, not that far behind. And it doesn't always have to be a home run. It could be a single. It could be a double. It could be even a productive out, a sac fly, a fucking move the runner over, like, grounder to – first base, move the runner over, any of that shit. Like
hit by pitch.
And he's the hit by pitch king.
Yep.
Which is crazy. So I do think we have to like start to acknowledge like what is this guy? I think you can write him in for being a leader already. You can kind of say like, yes, he's leading this team. He is the spark plug. He is the fucking literally Harry Potter on Gryffindor Quidditch team. Like this is what we need to get there. And I tweeted that too, where like I said, he's the best rookie in baseball. Now, obviously,
a little hyperbole, but
I honestly think like okay, in baseball, no, Ellie De La Cruz, Corbin Carroll, right? They're fucking doing their thing. In the AL, he has a legitimate argument right? Everyone was on fucking Hunter Brown's cock saying, oh, Hunter Brown, where the fuck's he at? Never even heard him.
Josh Jung.
Dude, your name's Josh Jung. I'm not saying Young. Josh Jung.
Okay, what are you going to say first? Are you gonna say Josh Jung first, or are you going to say Luis Robert first?
I don't know. Luis Robert, his name's backwards.
Robert Luis?
His name's Robert Luis.
Robert Luis?
So, Josh
Jung.
Josh Jung.
Josh Jung.
Josh, I'm saying the J. There's a J, I'm saying the fucking true, J's. Enough true. With this fucking IKEA shit. That's all right, true. We're saying the J's.
Josh Jung.
Josh Jung, you know, I guess he's okay, he's good, whatever. He's playing on the best team in the fucking league.
Yeah.
How good are you, brother?
Yeah.
Right? Let's fucking cool it there. Neto is the driving force behind the Angels. I'm not going to say all their success, but some of it, even if it's this clubhouse guy, if it's fucking like the music, he's the aux guy, is he the fucking vibes guy?
He's the cleanup trash after the game guy, too.
He's excited, bro. He's excited to be here. He wants to fucking be here. And
he fits so perfectly.
He's like chomping at the bit to take that leader role. Now, I know it's impossible to take when you have Trout, Otani, even like Rendon, and then you get Moustakas, who's like, he's becoming a leader. It's impossible to take that role as a rookie, but he is fucking like, he walked up to 24-hour fitness Inglewood and said, I got next on this court. And everyone's like, all right, bet.
That was incredibly
wild. I can't walk up to
that was just.
If I go to 24-hour Inglewood, I go to 24-hour Inglewood and I say, I got next, they're going to say, get the fuck out of here.
You need to let that sit for 1 second.
If I go to Rucker Park.
Hey, Jack Harlow.
Yeah. If I go to Rucker Park and I say, I got next, they're going to be like, yeah, next to get us all water. Get the fuck out of here. He fucking pulled up and he's like, I got next. This is my team when you're done. Trout, obviously, respectfully.
You know how there's that meme with.
He got next, bro.
It's Adam Silver. He's the.
Yeah, get ready to learn Chinese, buddy.
So the get ready to learn the register one?
Yes, me.
Okay, so in all these hypothetical trade packages for Shohei, they include. There's a lot of like elite up and coming shortstops. Mm-hmm. There, most of them have one of those shortstops included. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to be like. Get ready to learn second base, buddy.
Yeah, we don't need him, bro. Like that's also like insane that he's just like teams are like, well, you know, we'll give you fucking Encarnacion Strand, Jonathan India. It's like, dude, no. I don't even know. Those guys aren't even shortstop. They're third base and second. But yeah, I mean, like this guy is just him, Ohapi, Moniak. I mean, we gotta talk about Moniak. We haven't even said shit about Mickey.
Bro, he's trending.
He is in fucking insane. And who called it?
You can't just keep saying who called it.
Who
dude.
Called it?
You didn't call it.
Who called it?
Bro, no.
Oh, he's a 1-1. You got to call it.
Yeah, you were dick riding.
I said this team needs a Mickey guy. No, I was the fucking Mickey guy. And I'm not talking Disneyland.
You
baby.
Switched dick riding.
And you were a Mickey guy.
You switched
and you were
dicks
fucking
for,
churro.
For Neto dick.
I'm a Mickey guy. And yeah, Mickey
you switched,
fucking
you
Cinderella's
dicks
castle.
For Neto
bro.
Dick, dude.
No, bro, I called Neto. And that was just such an off the cuff. Didn't even care. I didn't even try to claim it. I called fucking Mickey. And I said, I'll be the Mickey guy. And I'm not talking Disneyland, buddy. Mickey nah. Boniak.
I'll give you Neto. You're not getting him, though. No, bro. He hit 30 yesterday.
You didn't see I bought his fucking rookie card the second we got him?
He hit 30. Yeah, it was 14 cents.
And now it's what?
$14.
Thank you, buddy. We call that 100X. 100X on these guys, bro. Ohapi, Moniak, Neto.
He's like a pretty cool guy, too.
Who?
Seems like. Mickey?
He's the chillest.
I'm sure Neto is, too. But, like... The way he presents himself and like his interviews and shit, and I'm sure you were watching the people listening. I'm sure you guys saw him on Sunday Night Baseball where he was like mic'd up.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
And he was like super. It just was like a weird inning, but he was just super funny. And they're like,
I feel like a lot of guys on the team are ready to like burst and like show character and show flavor. But
yeah,
it's like again, you can't. You go as Trout goes, and that's just out of respect to the old head.
What's the IL? Sorry. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
If any of them get hurt,
okay.
That's on you.
No, I'm saying
just how you. That's on you. That's on you.
Rendon's on me too.
If any of these guys that we just mentioned, any of the young cats get hurt in the next week, it's on you.
No, I'm saying
you.
What you said.
I know.
No.
They go as Trout goes. No. Leadership wise,
that was a shot at
Trout.
Not a shot at them.
No, because you said he's on the IL.
That was a shot at Trout, not at them. I was just
you keep doing this shit because you did that fucking Kyle Tucker shit too.
Okay, you did the Luis Robert shit.
Yeah, we beat the shit out of him.
We lost twice to them.
We split the series.
No, we lost twice in a row, though.
But we split the series,
okay,
though. That's not my
matter.
Fault.
You say, fuck Luis Robert.
We lost. Home run. And you say, fucking Kyle Tucker, injured pussy. elbow. Well, and did. Then he dives. Crying. And then next, you know, he's still in the fucking game, no, making the game winning catch.
No, he hit a home run first.
And then making the game winning catch.
Fuck Kyle Tucker, dude.
What was your first? We got to bring back Halo of the Week. I'm bringing back Halo of the Week.
Okay. Halo of the Week.
Music.
Halo of the Week. Go.
Halo of the Week.
No, it's got to be something different.
For someone not. You didn't even hear it. Halo of the Week. What do you mean?
It has to be something different than Halo of the Week. That's in the past.
No.
It has to be something
else. No, I'm not giving that up. I gave up a lot. I'm not giving that up. I'm not giving that up. Halo of the Week.
Come on.
I got to go with.
Gotta go with this, too.
I gotta go with sneaky Halo of the Week.
Go.
Matt Theis.
I don't mind that.
Bro, speak of a fucking guy who just didn't even think he was going to be playing up in the majors this year and just coming up. And Halo of the Week, Ohtani's ineligible. We're not. He can't win it.
Okay.
He's the only one that can't win it. Trout can win it. Rendon can win it. Ohtani cannot win it.
And I have an honorable mention.
I'm going Theis.
All right. Pretty good. I like that.
You know why? You gotta ask me why.
Well, I mean, if you watch fucking ball.
Because he hit a meaningless home run against the Yankees to make it 2-1. And someone's like, oh, that's a meaningless home run. And then Ohtani came back. Oh, no. It was 3-1 when he hit it. And then Ohtani came back, hit a two-run placata. And then it was a tie game. And then Gwen Stefani was there. And it was lit. Okay. I guess, no, you know what? It has to be Michael Stefani.
No, you can't just decide it halfway through.
Well, I just realized who won that game. But even though Theis sparked it, he sparked the rally.
Yeah.
But Stefani was the cherry on top. What do you prefer? What do you like on your banana split? Do you like the bananas or do you like the cherry?
Bro, without that fucking Theis home run, we get shut out in that game.
So you like the bananas?
I like
banana
Theis.
Boy.
Yeah, I like Theis.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Theis.
Mine is gonna be
Theis. If you say Stefanik right now, probably mine's gonna be
Michael
Stefanik. Bro, fuck you.
First walk off hit. Nah, I'm gonna give it to and Halo of the Day. Halo, fuck it. Chase Silseth, dude. He looked incredible.
Halo of the Week. Okay.
He looked incredible. 12 Ks career high or 10.
Damn, we could put a poll out. That'd be Theis. Silseth versus fucking.
I fucked that one up.
Silseth versus Theis. And then someone's going to be like, you idiots. It's clearly fucking Tojay Soriano. Like, dude.
It's clearly Matt Moore.
This is a fucking,
IL.
Vibe award. Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
He did come back.
Yeah, but he gave him a home run.
I mean, but we still have one point.
Chase Silseth, five and two thirds pitched, 10 Ks in five and two thirds is very impressive.
I'm not going to lie, bro. The Yankees made everyone look like fucking Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, but also so do we. Framer Valdez, 13 Ks. Okay, anyway, this is about Halo of the Week.
And still lost.
Yeah. Very impressive stuff from him. He had kind of been in that weird purgatory of like, the sixth? Silseth.
Okay.
Is he like the sixth guy? Is he like the, like, is he a starter? Is he a reliever? What are we going to do with him? And then he kind of has a couple like shaky outings. And then I think they just sent him down to make room for like a reliever or something. Like they sent him down, I think, because he had options. But to come up in a
to work on his shit
in a sweep potential game against the Junkies, I'm sure there's a little nerves there, like, oh fuck, I'm facing the Yankees. And then to do what he did is just, man, not only did he like keep us in the game, like he just closed the door on them in the fucking third inning.
Yeah, no, and I mean that game got a little nerve wracking towards
like
the end.
Yeah,
no, not even the eighth, like when they pulled Silseth. Because that would have been like a classic way to lose the game.
I think in the seventh, it was like 6-3 or something.
It's like your starter has 10 Ks. You bring in Soriano. He loads the bases, and then it's like, fuck, all right, cool.
And then my honorable mention is Trey Cabbage. Shout out to him. He had his first major league start, went 3-for-3.
I kind of fuck with him, but I get like not the way they play or not that they are anything similar, but like the way Jared Walsh came up, like I'm getting the same kind of vibes like that, like they were a homegrown in the system guy who played minor leagues and then got onto the big stage and like now he's really good. Like I wouldn't be surprised if like Trey and again this is gonna people are, you're fucking dumb if he was like an all-star next year or like in 2 years, like how eerie similar would that be of his like career path to like Jared Walsh's. All best to Walsh. I hope he's getting better. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I
but
think
Jared Walsh, like his Angels stints, if there's, you know, I don't know if he'll get called up again or not, but he burned bright, but like he burned quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what that saying is, like burn bright, but burn fast instead of like burning low, burning slow, whatever. he was bright. He was an all-star. He made the game-winning fucking catch in the all-star game. Like,
yeah.
He was like a homegrown talent, and fucking Aldin Gonzalez told me that Jared Walsh would sell more tickets than Anthony Rendon. I don't think so. And now we have Trey Cabbage, and I'm kind of like, I guess I'm almost saying this to like kind of be hesitant. Like, I don't want to go all, and I know he's only played like four games, but like, I'm scared to get hurt again. I want him to be good, and I would love so much for this team to just have a homegrown talent, right? I know we have Trout, the fucking probably best homegrown talent aside from like Judge in Major League Baseball. To get another one, like, those are just so fucking underrated. Like, I don't know if it's just like he'll just be a fan favorite. He'll be fucking contributing, and if he does get to all-star level, how fucking sick would that? That's all I'm saying is, how sick would that be?
He seems like a pretty cool guy too.
Because that's the cool thing about baseball is like homegrown guys, like that's your fucking, like, you see it in football, like the Bengals with Burrow, the fucking Lions got Hutch, the fucking, you know, homegrown dudes, like that's fucking sick. Like, that means like your team's doing something right. Your scouts are doing something right. Your front office is doing something right. And
where did he get drafted?
Cabbage?
Yeah, like where in the draft?
I don't know. He might not even been drafted by the Angels, if I'm being honest.
No, he was, but I'm wondering where. I just want to know where. Like, what, 30, oh, fourth round.
Thousandth round.
Fourth round.
Yeah,
oh,
like.
Oh, wait. Fuck.
Never mind. He got drafted by someone else, huh?
Twins.
Yeah, so I don't know how we got him, but I'm going to count him as a homegrown because he was in the minors for, like, ever.
Yeah, no.
Since I've heard of him.
For sure.
Until he came up. That was a long time, so.
2021.
I guess that kind of works. Like, would you count Sandoval as a homegrown guy?
I think they...
You have to, right?
They're considered homegrown if they make their major league debut with you.
Okay, cool. I don't want to get fucking killed. Homegrown actually means who drafted. Whatever.
Yeah, but I mean...
The fact that they can develop a guy...
If you spent time in our AAA, AA, AAA system, you're homegrown.
Yeah, okay.
If you had to fight demons in Salt Lake City, you're homegrown.
Yeah, bro. Fucking with that... The fucking coach whisper, yeah, pitcher whisper.
Fuck.
What else do we got, man?
I don't know.
What'd you gasp at right now?
I closed Zach Neto's baseball reference.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
I mean, I think...
Someone said go check out his YouTube. Baseball Doesn't Exist. His name's Joey. Insane just clips of, like, his videos are fucking masterpieces. He said he sees a little bit of Dansby in Zach Neto.
A little bit of Dansby. Okay. All right, like, yeah, I mean, the power's there.
His skills, my looks.
Dansby kind of...
That's Dansby Swanson, baby.
Dansby's power fell off.
I mean, but the fact that... If you told me Zach Neto's going to have a Dansby Swanson-esque career...
It means he gets a ring, right?
Please, and thank you.
What do you think about that Aaron Judge records are meant to be broken thing when they asked him about Shohei potentially
That does feel like... That does feel like he might... I mean, dude, I don't know how he doesn't break that.
I don't know what... Like, what is Judge supposed to say in that?
I don't know. Fuck, that sucks. Like, I get... he's just so, like... He has such a mouthpiece on him because he's, like, he's a Yankee. He can't say...
I thought you were talking about his veneers.
Really what he feels. Like, can he? I don't know. Like, what are you supposed to say, like, get?
What if...
Zach Campbell's going to be fucking Angel Stadium Roman trying to get that ball.
Bro, what if Judge goes to a different team and he just has, like, a Brian Wilson beard?
If you get that ball... Otani breaks Judge's record. Like, what are you doing with it? Legitimately.
You probably are asking for a similar contract that Shohei is going to get in this offseason.
You're asking for that much money? You're selling it?
500 mil.
What do you even want? I don't know. I get so weird about that.
Okay, like, what
do you even want?
You have to be, like, balls deep in the memorabilia collection game for that to, like, be meaningful.
You're just going
to
go down as, like, the biggest asshole on the planet.
Why?
Like, if you don't give it to him. If you just keep it.
If you don't give it to Shohei?
Yeah. Or, like, if you try to extort him for, like, fucking $1 million
or
something.
Well, I don't know if it's extortion, though, dude. Like,
I mean, kind of. Bro, it's a baseball. Bro, I get what you're saying, but.
It's like the Barry Bonds shit. What did that, like.
Fucking, don't do this, because I don't know. The Judge one, I think they offered a certain amount, and the guy said no, and he sold it. Sold for, like, way less.
Back and forth talks over Bonds home run ball ends with the ball in Hall of Fame. So, yeah, I mean, so you think Shohei would get the ball back and then the Hall of Fame asks him for it? You think Shohei
keeps
that?
Maybe to, like, borrow. I don't know. Like, but, yeah, it's his ball. Like, I don't know. I'd want him to have it, but I'm not walking away with nothing.
that kind of puts you in like a tight spot, right? Because you don't want to be an asshole and just ask for like.
I mean,
Barry Bonds' record-breaking 756 home run ball sold for $750K.
But
that's a lot of bread.
When was that? Like 2000? What? Like
that was like 10 years ago.
Do some inflation, brother.
Yeah, fuck. I mean, the record time home run ball was also sold for to the buyer. Oh, that's fucked up. So it got sold for 186, and then it got resold at an auction.
Nice.
So someone bought it and flipped, bro. That's
a little flippy. I like that.
For 600K more.
Yeah, no, I'm probably going lifetime BP passes with the Angels.
Lifetime what?
BP, batting practice. We can make that happen. Lifetime BP for this bowl? You want it or not? You can make that happen, dude. Come on.
That's not.
That's a start. I'm not done.
Okay.
I want a bat signed, game used.
You're just starting off too pussy for me right now.
I want
dude.
A jersey.
I expect more from
signed,
you.
Signed, game used. I want some cash.
I expect more.
And we're going to get the cash. And I'll send you my Venmo, and we'll get something.
Okay, hear me out.
How much are you asking for? You're going to say a mil?
How much are you?
Stop.
Bro. Okay.
Enough.
Hear me out. Nightmare fuel right now. Freddy Krueger, go to sleep type shit.
Okay.
Shohei gets traded.
God damn it.
At the fucking deadline. Okay. And breaks it somewhere else.
In Anaheim. That'd be tight. No, that I mean that could happen. I tweeted that like I don't know who wins AL MVP if he fucking like
do you
if
think
he goes to the NL like he
is the record watered down at that point?
He would kind of be fucked because then he couldn't win NL MVP.
Okay, so what if he goes to
he would win AL MVP but in the NL.
So then what if he goes to what's the big okay, obviously fucking not happening. He gets traded to Colorado.
You could have said Atlanta.
No, but I'm saying he gets traded to Colorado.
Oh, he, and he hits fucking rakes.
40 yeah, yeah. home runs. Like,
or just say Cincinnati.
Okay, either one. Is the record watered down at that point?
No.
You don't think so?
I mean, he's already got 35 at the break. Like, no. Like, he's fucking... I don't know who's next. Like, Olsen has like 28.
Olsen's pretty fucking close.
You think he's going to get caught or no?
Home run.
Because I have Ohtani to lead the league in home runs. 50 to win 600 also.
Nice.
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to get caught or not.
Bro, Matt Olson's on his ass, too. And, I mean, he's also benefiting from being on a really good team.
Yeah, I mean, he's stacked.
Shohei, 35. Matt Olson, 32. Luis Robert, 28. Bro. Mookie, Jesus 27. Christ. Schwarber, 26.
So he's only got like a 3-home-run lead?
Yeah, it feels like he hits one every day and that's he's only up by 3.
Yeah, Matt Olson, like, he... Remember he was on the A's? Like, we just didn't think shit of him. And, like, now he's at the Braves. He's, like, the best player in the league.
Bro, it's so crazy.
He's, like, the sneakiest best player in the league.
Yeah. When you do immaculate grid, it's so crazy how many A's you can use.
Yeah.
Like former A's.
Josh Donaldson.
Bro, fucking
I think all my home run bets hit, too, except O'Neal Cruz.
Jason Kendall. No, not all of them, dude.
I literally think all of them are fucking on track.
Rendon?
Oh. Angels don't count, though. That's a heart pick.
Donaldson is going to hit.
All right, let's run through quickly. Donaldson, if he plays, I don't fucking know. He has like 10 hits, 9 home runs.
Yeah, he's a fucking bum.
home
run God real quick.
Damn it, dude.
The Angels tied franchise record for home run in 18 straight games.
Keep it going tomorrow.
Going for one tomorrow to break the franchise record, 19 mm-hmm. in a row.
All right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead what?
Whatever you're going to say.
No, I'm just saying, like, let's wrap it up. You know, okay. Let's fucking, is there anything else that needs to get talked about? Anything quick that we could run down through?
I mean, we can go a quick little look ahead. We do have, so today when this comes out, we're back at the Big A.
Pirates tonight.
Pirates for 3. And then if.
Mini gauntlet, right?
If you would pay your fucking internet bill, I'd be able to do this a little faster.
I mean, you don't know the schedule. It's just you're not committed.
Oh, I know the Tigers are next, but I just don't know if they're at home or they're...
Tigers on the road.
Okay, so 3 at home against Pittsburgh. And then we have Tigers, Blue Jays, Braves on
mini
the road.
Mini gauntlet. And then trade deadline, because we shouldn't really go anything past that, but like, yeah trade deadline after that.
Trade deadline is...
August one 1st. Game with the Braves and then trade deadline. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, so if Ohtani walks across the... No, they don't have the capital to do anything.
They low-key do.
And then, yeah, I mean, then we got... It's a lot of very, like... So, like, Blue Jays, obviously, directly in front of us in the standings and the wild card. Mariners right around us. Always fun to beat them. Astros, Rangers, Rays, like all these games in the next month, month and a half are very pivotal for not only like standings wise, but like if we beat them, like the Yankees, we beat them three times and we also took the tiebreaker from them yesterday. Like
and by, the Red Sox winning. Just lost to fucking the A's.
So when you beat a team that's directly ahead of you, it's almost like it's like picking up two or like picking up a full game instead of like, you know what I'm saying? Like
I just, here's the thing. We got six games against two fucking inferior teams. Like it's just it is what it is. Three against Detroit, three against Pittsburgh. Like it just is what it is. You have to win four. Have to. No ands, if, or buts. Probably should win five. Best case you win six. That's we all know that's probably not gonna happen.
Probably should win five.
You have to win four.
Have to
winning five means you're sweeping one of the teams, and I don't know who that would be.
Well, let's see. Otani, Detmers, Anderson. We could sweep the Pirates.
Well, no, we're probably losing Sunday because they got Keller against Anderson. It's going to be 3-0 before I turn the TV on.
Yeah, but we had our... Hey, Anderson has been sketchy, but he's...
Oh, here we go. Anderson Dick Rider.
No.
You're going to be that guy?
As bad lately.
You're going to be that guy. No. Okay, all right.
He hasn't been... Oh, I mean, on Sunday, he wasn't good. Three innings. But he had 5Ks. No, I don't know, dude. It's hard. Because look at it. The last... Four or five outings, one earned run, three earned runs, zero earned runs, three earned runs, two earned runs. Like, that'll keep you in ball games.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah, I mean, Keller, that's not going to be easy, but I do like Sundays at the Big A, you know? Like,
sure.
I like my chances there.
You and your shadows.
And then you have, damn, we have, so we have Detroit's two. I don't want to call them aces, but like.
Who do they have?
Eduardo Rodriguez and old friend Michael Lorenzen.
I mean, we're at the point where they could be fucking traded by that point.
Lorenzen could be.
They could both be gone by the time we play them.
But what if Lorenzen comes back to us? That'd be tight. How about someone tell. I'm not even going to mention his fucking name on the
pod. I still kind of want Stroman, but like, damn, I don't know.
That's a lot.
All right, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up real quick. I gave it to your sister for her birthday.
It's not the house.
Does it have the markings on it or no?
I think I peeled it off.
Ah, nice. All right, LTBU episode 12. What's going on? We're out of here, man. That's the fucking ninth inning. That's the extras. Carl scored. He hit the walk-off. His dumbass also, when he's on the bases, they hit a line drive. It hit him. He got out. That was fucking stupid.
Hopefully not today.
All right.
Can I tear my ACL skating, though?
Yeah, fuck off, dude. All right, that's it, LTBU. Thank you guys for listening. Again, it's Friday. So if you're listening to this at work or something... Get your villains. Ass down to villains.
For a Bruce
I need a drink. I'm not bringing my wallet. And that'll be it, man. We're out of here. Thank you guys for listening. Rate, review, subscribe, all that shit. And when we get our third guy, I promise you it's going to be a little bit sweeter, a little bit nicer. We'll probably remember what we talked about. We talked about a lot, but we didn't really talk about shit. So
we have six third guys, by the way.
Yeah, so maybe you're one of them, maybe you're not. But we'll see you soon. LTBU. Follow us on Twitter. Or anywhere else you can find the biggest baseball podcast on the planet. I'll be on that.
That'll be good.
All right. See you guys. LTBU.
Love you guys.
Bye.